It's no secret, wildlife management in Ontario relies on dollars collected from hunters. But how does it work? Today on Angler and Hunter Radio, we'll talk about how the hunter fits into Ontario's wildlife management.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
welcome to Season 5 of Angler and Hunter Radio. Retired MNR biologist Dave Reed joins us today to talk about the wild turkey success story and his role in bringing this magnificent bird back to its home range in Ontario. Dr. Scott Petrie from Long Point Research and Education Center chats about continental waterfowl populations and how the hunter fits into their management. Andrew Klopak from Alumacraft is on hand to talk about last year's contest and what's in store for this season. And an Angler and Hunter Weekly exclusive. What is going on with Ontario's moose management program? Proposed changes may affect your 2015 moose hunt, 2016 season, and beyond. All this plus MNRF news, all on a brand new Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. You know, to most people, winter means warming by a fire on a bearskin rug and listening to the sweet song of the winter winds over a hot cup of cocoa. At least, that's how I assume those softies picture it. As for the rest of us, we want to be right out there in the action, fishing on the frozen lake. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from shelters to fishing line to make sure that your time on the ice is spent fishing like a pro. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of Ontario anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. You know, there were no wild turkeys in Ontario while I was growing up. They were gone by the late 1800s as a result of habitat destruction and unregulated harvests. As a result of the efforts and funding of passionate hunting groups and individuals, they have returned to their home range in Ontario. What a success story! And I couldn't think of a better person to tell us the story than retired MNR biologist Dave Reed.
Welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I am fine. So, I was told that you're the guy to talk to about turkeys. You were there right from the beginnings. And my comments are that in my great-grandfather's day, there were wild turkey walking around in Ontario. And throughout my lifetime growing up as a hunter, there were no wild turkeys. And you had a lot to do with their reintroduction. Can you tell me a little bit about how this all got started?
Oh, yeah, I can get into a lot of detail, but bottom line, there was a couple of friends, actually four of them, of mine, past president of the OFH, Dave Ankeny, and his wife, Sandy Johnson, and his good friend, Joel Hopkins, and his wife, who has since passed, Anne-Marie Green. They got into turkey hunting from reading about turkey hunting in sports magazines and started going down to Virginia. And this would have been in the early 90s, and back in the late 70s and early 80s. And so they had quite an enjoyment of turkey hunting and started pushing for the M&R to consider wild turkey introduction. And there was a new guy in the London office, which was a regional office at that time, named Paul Previtt, who was an ecologist, and he'd just come down from way up north. He had done a lot of work with waterfowl, and he worked with another M&R staffer, Owen Williams, to put together a proposal. And, you know, that's basically the start of it. But coincidentally, and I just to be honest, there was a coincidental initiative in eastern Ontario by an organization called the Quinney Wild Turkey Association.
Okay.
It was based around Trenton, and they were also pushing for wild turkeys to come back to Ontario. So, long and short, by 1983, Paul and Owen had put together a proposal, and it almost stalled because, as is often the case with government, you have to go forward, you have to have money.
Yes, exactly.
And at one point, actually, Joel walked into Owen's office and wrote him out a personal check to get it started, I think, for $10,000. I don't think that check was ever cashed, but it was the start, and there was a committee formed, a steering committee with representation from the OFH and the Federation of Ontario Naturalists. They're now called Ontario Nature,
okay.
And of course the M&R. And that steering committee was responsible for setting the objectives and trying to make the contacts in the states to find a source of turkeys and make it happen. And thanks to another organization at that time who worked behind the scenes to find a source of turkeys, the National Wild Turkey Federation, pointed them in the right direction, and we had again coincidental offers. Michigan offered turkeys to Ontario in trade for moose from Algonquin
Park. I heard about that. Yeah,
yeah, and there was a little bit of a cloud over the Michigan birds, which were their term back then, because they did have some ancestry that included game farm birds and. And they tended to behave a little bit differently. They were a little more people-friendly, and we were actually cautioned by our contacts at the NWTF not to accept the Michigan birds. But it turned out they were first offered to the M&R for what they considered at that time the prime site here in Norfolk County, where I live, and then the Michigan birds were diverted. There was a deal made with the M&R to trade so many turkeys for so many moose, and that was put up in the area of Trenton next to the Quinney Wild Turkey Association.
So the first release
has actually occurred mm-hmm. in Norfolk County from with birds from Missouri.
Okay.
And that was in 1984. And then over the next course of... 3 years, 274 turkeys were brought in from six different states and released at six locations in Ontario. And that included, you know, Simcoe here in Norfolk County. That was a district then of the M&R. Napanee, Midhurst, Cambridge, Niagara, and Lindsay.
Okay.
And that's really the beginnings of our program.
Now, how did you get moose down to Michigan? I mean, getting turkey up here sounds relatively easy, but... how do you transport a moose?
Yeah, that's there's actually some good videos on that in the M&R archives. Actually, Michigan sent trappers and aircraft and helicopters up to make it happen. And basically what they did in the wintertime, they found moose got them out onto the ice and darted them, and then were able to land and net them and lift them with the helicopter over to where they had veterinarians and trucks and trucked them to Michigan.
Wow. We'll return faster than you can pluck a turkey with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk's fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you are listening to the story about the return of the wild turkey to Ontario, with retired M&R biologist Dave Reed.
And then, of course, once you've established those populations in Ontario of the wild turkeys, you then found it necessary where you had to actually, once they started propagating, you had to redistribute them.
Oh, yes. We had a lot of questions in the ministry and the biologists that were involved at the time, because we had no real idea about turkey management or turkey research. And so we organized the 1986 Wild Turkey Management Workshop, and we brought up some of the top experts from the states, and we got together most of the biologists and technicians and managers that would be involved in Ontario, and it was a good learning experience for everyone. That was co-sponsored by the OFAH and the NWTF, and from that we heard that you can be aggressive, that if you start out with 30 birds and next year you got 60 birds, that you can trap half of those birds and move them to two new locations. And that's what we did. And we started trapping our own birds in 1987. We were first to trap some here in Norfolk County, six hens and one tom. And then it just grew from there. We ended up having to have an annual meeting regarding trap and transfer. And as the turkey populations grew in those six nodes, we had up to six or seven or even times eight trapping crews. And we were very aggressive in trapping and moving birds. And, of course, there was a lot of excitement around it. And people in districts, the staff in districts that didn't have turkeys wanted to have turkeys. And the thing that really made it happen was the money that was available. Both from the NWTF, who I think they contributed in the neighborhood of $60,000 a year, and,
wow.
and also from the OFAH, which they were able to contribute sometimes over $100,000 a year. And the neat thing was a lot of those funds were generated from the mandatory turkey seminars.
Yes.
Because they were able to generate some revenue at each of those seminars, and of course that revenue went back directly into the turkey program, and thus with the money that we had for trap and transfer, we could fund the crews and move the birds, and that's why I say we were pretty aggressive. And you know, by about 2004, I think we had turkeys moved to pretty well everywhere we thought turkeys would survive, and our trap and transfer program wrapped up in 2005.
Yeah, and you're right. Even post 2005, I have some property up in Minden, as the listeners know, because I talk about it all the time. And we have quite a few turkeys up there now. They've just kind of found their way there, and
yeah.
It seems like they're doing a really fine job on their own now, thanks to people like you, Dave.
Oh yeah, well the thing is, we always underestimated them. What we found in the early days of our trap and transfer. We would move turkeys into a new area and then find that there had been turkeys they'd already moved into that area. So we weren't moving them far enough. And the same thing when we didn't believe turkeys would thrive up onto the, up in the north, on the granite rock up there and where you're talking about in Minden and that, but, they were able to move up there and were able to survive and, you know, they probably, populations probably fluctuate depending upon the severity of the winter and that, but yeah, you can have turkey hunting up there now.
Yeah, which is awesome, and obviously you have a passion for turkey hunting. Do you still enjoy getting out?
Oh yeah, that's my window at the end of the tunnel.
Right, I know Leslie Goodwin was over here. Leslie Goodwin dropped by the studio today, and she said, Randy, I can't go turkey hunting with you on opening day this year because I'm going to Dave Reed, to go hunting with Dave Reed instead.
Yeah, well, she has a friend that I never guide for money, but I have donated guided hunts to, conservation causes, and I did donate a couple of times to Scott Petrie's Long Point Waterfall, and this... friend of Leslie's bought it a couple of times, and unfortunately both times I took her out, we you know, as it goes with hunting and turkey hunting in particular, it doesn't always pan out, and so I felt kind of bad, so I promised her that this year I would take her out for 2 days on the first 2 days of the season for two people, and she asked Leslie to come back again. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to take Leslie out on her first successful hunt, and I do stress the word fortunate and lucky, because like you say, the more you know, the less it seems to happen the way you think it will, when it comes to turkeys, that's for sure.
Well, you know, with a lot of hunting, I've always felt that, you know, you got to be lucky to be successful, and when you're lucky, that's where the skill and the woodsmanship comes in, and you know you can seal the deal when you get lucky and you take advantage of your skills and woodsmanship.
Right. Well, one thing I can say on behalf of all of our members and myself included is thank you very much for those early efforts, because you not only created some like phenomenal hunting opportunities for Ontarians that wasn't available, you know, since the turn of the last century anyway, but you've also provided some phenomenal economic venues in terms of retail and the stores selling the goods and the administration of the courses and that sort of thing. And you really do deserve a lot of credit for what you did, Dave, and we all appreciate it.
Well, you know, Randy, I was just lucky to be in the right district, and that happened to be Simcoe District, where they wanted to release the first turkeys, I was the first biologist in that district. And actually, if you talk to the staff back then, I was mainly a fisheries biologist, and then we dropped in these turkeys into my area, and I kind of got excited about that and boned up on it. So it was really happenstance, and really there was a lot more people than myself. I by no means take any credit for what happened. I did have my hands on it, and I consider it a highlight of my career.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you very much for giving us a little insight into the background on these wonderful birds. And I hope that you and Leslie's friend have some success this spring.
Thank you, Randy.
Special thanks go out to the efforts of people like Dave Reed and the OFAH, who dedicated countless hours of time and money to return the wild turkey to its home range in Ontario. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. You know, to most people, winter means warming by a fire on a bearskin rug and listening to the sweet song of the winter winds over a hot cup of cocoa. At least, that's how I assume those softies picture it. As for the rest of us, we want to be right out there in the action, fishing on the frozen lake. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from shelters to fishing line to make sure that your time on the ice is spent fishing like a pro. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Ontario's freshwater lakes provide countless opportunities for recreational activities. But invasive species threaten to invade our ecosystems and pose a significant threat to our aquatic resources. Four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are steadily moving north in large river systems from the United States. If they become established, these voracious feeders could devour the food sources our native fish depend on, devastating the $7 billion Great Lakes fishery and our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps into Ontario waters. Report any potential sightings to the Invading Species Awareness Program hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit www.invadingspecies.com. Together, we can keep our lakes great. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program in partnership with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters and the Invasive Species Center.
Hey, Mike Miller here. You know, I'm constantly traveling all over Ontario in pursuit of its plentiful fish and game. At the same time, I'm contributing to its preservation every step of the way with my BMO Bank of Montreal OFAH MasterCard. That's right. Every time I make a purchase with my BMO Bank of Montreal MasterCard, fish and wildlife conservation gets a helping hand. So whether I'm filling my truck or buying ammo for big game, I know I'm helping preserve Ontario's most precious resource. You know, over the past 25 years, the OFAH and BMO Bank of Montreal have raised almost $1 million to protect the rights and traditions of hunters and anglers just like you. What a great opportunity to contribute to conservation. And there's no cost to you. Help us continue to preserve and protect Ontario's most precious resource and the rights of hunters and anglers by applying for your card today at bmo.com/OFAH or by calling 1-800-263-2263.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Managing waterfowl is not an easy task. I mean, seriously, they're continually moving from continent to continent. And what happens when the Great Lakes freeze up? Well, thankfully, we have Dr. Scott Petrie from Long Point Waterfowl, who has his finger on the pulse of waterfowl and how hunters fit into their management.
Dr. Scott Petrie, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing today?
Good, Randy. Thanks for having me.
You know what, Scott? As a hunter education instructor, a lot of times I'm talking to my students and I ask them, you know, why do you want to go hunt, or why do people hunt for that matter? And a lot of times the answer I get back is, well, we have to control the populations. If we don't have hunting, there'd be deer everywhere. There'd be, you know, there'd be groundhogs everywhere. There'd be bears everywhere. And, you know, obviously in the hunter education program, we go on to teach them differently. And in your field of expertise, which is waterfowl, maybe you can talk to the listeners a little bit about how the hunter's role, or what the hunter's role is in the duck populations of Ontario.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks, Randy. Yeah, well, interestingly, back, you know, when you and I were kids back in the 70s, you know, we didn't have overabundance, really, of wildlife.
Yeah.
And now we do. So there certainly are instances where it's very important for us as hunters to be considered a management tool, and we keep deer populations in check in lots of jurisdictions in North America, and goose populations in check. But overall, there's what we call compensatory mortality, in that for lots of wildlife species and populations, you can't stockpile them.
Mm-hmm.
So say if we quit shooting doves in North America tomorrow, the population wouldn't go from 500 million to a billion, because there's all kinds of other mortality factors and what we call density dependence. So, and often we're shooting juveniles, you know,
okay.
Half of our fall flight of waterfowl and doves are juveniles, and a lot of what we harvest are the juveniles, and those are the ones that are less likely to survive through the winter and breed the next year. So to suggest that we need to keep certain populations in check is really a misnomer, but we're also not hampering or dampening or reducing those populations. And the beautiful thing is we've got wonderful harvest management for all species, but I'll speak about waterfowl here. So for waterfowl, we've got great harvest management, and our North American-wide monitoring is second to none in the world. So if, say, we ever did see a population decline, say canvasbacks reduced by 25%,
right,
and we probably wouldn't know why immediately, but we've got the capacity to immediately adjust the regulations to reduce the harvest. So these things are managed very closely, and luckily, times are very different now than they were 100 years ago. If you look at all of our game populations in North America, none of them are being threatened by hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's all about managing that that surplus, that harvestable surplus. I guess that's where the hunter typically fits in.
Exactly. There's a harvestable surplus in the fall because all your wildlife populations are at their maximum right after reproduction. And then they go through a certain amount of natural mortality from that point through to the next breeding season. So by harvesting 10 or 20 or 30%, it's often what's considered harvestable surplus. And as long as you're not harvesting too many, and then it can become additive. And that's, again, why we've got such great harvest regulations and monitoring, so that we can keep on top of things. And that way we can maximize opportunity while minimizing impact.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's a great point too about the monitoring aspect of it, and in terms of the hunter's responsibility when it comes to reporting. For instance, if they have a tag,
yes.
Or if they have I guess you also have some birds out there with radio. Would I be correct in saying radio telemetry? Is that the right term?
Yeah, satellite telemetry in this case.
Satellite,
actually, both.
Cool.
We've got wood ducks with radios and mallards with satellites right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So all that information obviously helps too to monitor populations and that sort of thing. Now, obviously,
wildlife populations go up and down, and as hunters, we know that the available lottery tags varies. Now, in waterfowl, have we seen any sort of a dip where we need, in past notable years, say in our lifetime, where we've had to address it, or has it been pretty steady?
We've seen periodic declines in things like canvasbacks, and we saw a decline in the 80s and 90s in Scott, but they've been recovering. But overall, continental populations are doing very well. And when any of those individual species have been on the decline, again, we've been able to identify that and reduce the harvest of those species accordingly. Especially in the U.S., they harvest 10 times as many waterfowl as we do.
Right.
And so their harvest regulations are more likely to change in response to population change, because they take their take is a lot bigger than ours. So luckily for us, because we've got, I'm not saying it's lucky we've got less hunters, but we've got less of an impact.
Yeah.
So luckily for us, our harvest regulations don't change that often. And one of the things the Canadian Wildlife Service is trying to do is really harmonize regulations over the long term, not only opening and closing dates, but also bag limits and things like that.
Right. Yeah. You know, one thing that comes to mind, Scott, and I haven't hunted waterfowl in so long. I guess I mentioned to you before we came into the show today that I did purchase a John boat. So I do.
Yeah.
I bought an Alumacraft John boat, and I am going to go waterfowl hunting this fall. It'll be the first time in a long time. When I used to go regularly, I remember the black ducks being a concern. And if I recall correctly, the limit on them at that time was one bird per person per day. Has there been any change in black ducks or anything notable about black ducks since that time?
Well, yeah, we've started following. It's a harvest management scenario that's harmonized with the U.S. And based on that, prior to that, a few years ago, we could only harvest one per year, and we had to stop hunting them on the 20th of December. And then it changed such that we were able to harvest two, and it went till the end of the season into January. And unfortunately, this past year, it went back to one again and a shorter season. And
right.
So that's one species that does flip-flop a little bit. And the other thing that the CWS has done is they've gone to an every second year kind of a regulatory cycle, a biennial cycle.
Okay.
So there's only amendments to the migratory bird regs in Ontario every second year. So that's good and bad. This fall, we know that our regs will be the exact same as last fall.
Right.
And then the next year, any regulatory changes will be in place. So hopefully we'll get more black ducks in our bag limit and a longer season at that time.
Yeah, and from what I understand, and I'm not really up on that topic since I haven't been hunting in a long time, but I understand that it in no way, shape, or form has anything to do with hunting as much as it has to do with the dominance of the mallard ducks in the population and a lot of interbreeding. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are very much a dominant bird, and they've moved east, east to North America and taken up some of the black duck habitat, and they interbreed with them. But also the way those regulations are set, they're based on ratios between mallards and blacks. And one of the things that we saw happening was our mallard numbers went up, whereas it's not that our blacks went down, our mallards went up, and that
right.
kind of triggered that regulatory change. So, it is what it is, and I would say that black duck populations are pretty stable.
Yeah, and you know what? That's all good news, and
yeah.
that's one of the reasons why I'm going waterfowl hunting this fall, because all my neighbors do and I don't, and it's about time I got up and did something more than just go fishing all the time.
Well, it's interesting how migratory bird license sales have changed over time. They were at about 160,000 back in 1978 at their maximum, and they dipped to their minimum in 2005 at about 53,000.
Okay.
And then they started to go up again, and in 2013 we had 62,000 sales. And then and we don't have this year's sales yet, but between 2013 and 14, numbers went up by almost 5,000.
Wow.
And that's the biggest increase ever. And the only regulatory change that year was the dove season. But overall, since we've had much more opportunity to hunt waterfowl through, Sunday gun hunting, and morning doves are tied into that as well. And we've got waterfowl heritage days now. We've started to see migratory bird permit sales increase, which is great. And I think the reason they declined in the first place was really mainly because we were getting into an era of the good old days are now, and there was just so many things to harvest, like white-tailed deer and turkeys, and all of a sudden we had all these added opportunities.
Right.
But we're really starting to see people come back to the waterfowl fold. And the beauty of hunting waterfowl is it costs you $20 per year for a migratory bird permit.
Yeah.
Which you compare that to a lot of the other things we hunt, it's very, very cheap. Because you can hunt waterfowl for 4 months and you can shoot a limit every day. So it's very, very cheap with respect to purchasing a permit.
Yeah, and you know what else, Scott? And maybe this may have had something to do with the with what you're seeing in the increases is waterfowl are more accessible, whereas white-tailed deer and wild turkey, in a lot of cases, you need to get access to private land. In my circumstance where I live, the lake, Sturgeon Lake, is public lake. You can go out there and go duck hunting without worrying about getting yourself on private property or anything like that.
Yeah, and I especially find with I do a lot of field shooting for geese, and I find it very easy to get permission. You know, there's certain hot spots where there's, you know, there's a high per capita number of hunters and leasing and stuff going on. It makes it difficult. But overall, it's pretty easy to get a field to go goose hunting in Ontario.
Yeah, yeah. They do a lot of damage when they get in large numbers, and I'm sure that the farmers appreciate keeping them, you know, keeping their numbers down and keeping them away from their fields. So that's all that's all positive stuff.
Yeah, and it's the same thing for dove hunting. I've had great success getting permission to go dove hunting, and which is great for kids because the beauty of dove hunting is you really don't need much equipment whatsoever. And if you realize you're in the wrong spot, you can pick up your equipment in about 5 minutes and be in another spot. So it's a very easy and not very expensive hunt to participate in.
Well, excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Randy. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you, Scott, and you have yourself a great day.
You too, thank you.
What is going on with Ontario's moose management program? We'll find out after these words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen, for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio's exclusive feature on the future of moose management in Ontario. Moose management has always been a hot topic in Ontario, and last year has been no different. The results of the 2014 moose aerial inventories revealed declining populations in many units. In response, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry reduced the number of adult validation tags available to resident licensed hunters, making it even more difficult to get a tag in some areas. This caused 6,000 moose hunters to pack it in. That's right, 6,000 fewer moose licenses were sold in 2014 than in 2013, a direct result of the tag reduction. The Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters pressured the government to start managing moose populations and not just moose hunters, and submitted a detailed letter outlining their concerns and recommendations for the future of moose populations in Ontario. Over the course of the next few weeks, Angler and Hunter Radio will dedicate a portion of each episode to a discussion of one aspect of moose management. We'll talk to the OFAH about the contents of that letter, their concerns and recommendations. We'll talk to them about the proposed changes to the moose seasons that are currently open for public comment on the Environmental Registry. The MNRF is proposing to reduce the calf season in 2015 and to delay the season opener in 2016. These changes will impact moose hunters across the province and could become the new normal. So we'll get some much-needed detail about the proposal. And we'll talk to Dr. Len Hunt, a human dimension scientist with the MNRF, about the results of two moose management questionnaires that were distributed to moose hunters in 2012. He will give us a description of the average Ontario moose hunter and what harvest management changes they would be willing to accept. So stay tuned over the next several weeks as we unpack all of this information. If you're a moose hunter, you won't want to miss it. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Andrew Klopak from Alumacraft Boats after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009. Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen, for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Last season, Katrina Spielvogel won a fully equipped 165 CS Escape Alumacraft and a Yamaha F50 outboard from Angler and Hunter Radio. We were thrilled to learn that she is keeping the boat and plans to make lots of memories fishing and hunting in this upcoming season. I recently caught up with Andrew Klopak from Alumacraft to see what was in store for this upcoming year.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Randy, and appreciate the call here.
Yeah, you know what? We're just all waiting for this ice to melt. Maybe not so much. I'd like to get out ice fishing one of these days if things get a little... could slow down a little bit. You know how it is at this time of year, getting ready for the spring and everything like that. So looking back at last year with Alumacraft boats, this is my first year was last year, obviously, as the host of Angler and Hunter Radio, and we gave away this great Alumacraft boat. Katrina Spielvogel won it. She's a waterfowl hunter. She's a fisher girl. She's going to keep the boat. She couldn't be more happier. I don't know what more to say thank you to you for all your support last year. Your highlights from last year, anything that really stands out in your mind?
Well, you know, Randy, and first and foremost, we're so excited and proud to be partnered with you guys. It's great to have the enthusiastic efforts that you put forward around fishing and hunting, and for Alumacraft to be part of that, it's just wonderful. And it's also, you know, wonderful to see that Katrina is keeping the boat and going to get great use out of it. She's going to have a lifetime of memories created in that new Alumacraft. Going forward, we are looking to enhance what we've done with you, as you know, and it's pretty exciting that we're able to do that. We've had great success with Alumacraft in the Ontario market. Really proud to announce that we've introduced additional dealers to our already existing ones.
Uh-huh.
So things are just looking bright for the future, and a great brand with Alumacraft partnered with you guys.
Well, as I was saying to you, and that's all great news, it was very easy for me to go out and purchase my new Alumacraft John boat. Yay, I bought one.
Yes, and I heard that. Wonderful news.
And I've got, and you're right, there's dealers, quite a few dealers very close to me. So the whole idea of having that type of level of service and availability close by is awesome. Now, I've heard that there's a new model or two out for this year.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have been able to reintroduce the Tournament Series. It's an all-around fishing machine. Gives you the ability to compete in very rough water. And also, you know, if you want to do some family sport activities, a very versatile, universal style boat. And then, of course, the Escape model, which came out, that's been grabbing a lot of attention at the shows this, you know, since January, February, and we're really excited about the future of that model.
Yeah, great looking boats. I was down at the boat show, obviously, hooked up with you down there and met some of the pro staff. Paul Castellano and I go way back. In fact, Paul's father used to fish in my Tournament Series back in, I think this was like the BC days, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun, and it was great to see some of the antics with Paul as well as Taro. And, you know, both of those guys teamed up and fished the Bass Pro Open this past fall, and they fished out of an Alumacraft Dominator. The conditions got really, really rough, and they were able to get to their spots and go on, and they won the tournament.
Nice.
So it was great listening to their stories at the January Boat Show. A lot of excitement there, and, you know, those are two great anglers that we're very proud to be associated with as well.
Yeah, for sure. And Paul, the enthusiasm just... It's amazing. It really spills off on everybody, doesn't it?
And that combined with the knowledge. I mean, that guy fishes, I don't know how many days a year, 200 plus or more on the water. He knows what the heck he's talking about.
Oh, that's for sure. The apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
So getting back to Angler and Hunter Radio, new season coming up, some new Alumacraft boats, a new program this year.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're going to have some details to share in the weeks ahead, but we are looking to sort of up the ante and make the contest even more exciting.
That's great, and I'm certainly going to do all I can to promote it, not only on the radio, but when I'm out and about attempting to catch fish and fish tournaments and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Moving ahead into the future, all I can say is from then till now and into the future, I'm very pleased to have Alumacraft supporting the OFAH and the Angler and Hunter Radio and all of our efforts in conservation. And my most humble thanks go out to you, Andrew.
Well, we echo the same. And to all the listeners out there, if you're looking to get a little more information on Alumacraft, check out alumacraft.com or visit one of our dealers in the Ontario marketplace.
For sure. And we will have some more details on the Win Alumacraft Boat Contest coming up soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Andrew. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
For sure. Bye for now.
Bye.
We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing lines. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats. Celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and this is your MNRF News.
A Toronto man has been found guilty of fishing violations and sentenced to 20 days in jail. He was found guilty in absence of possessing one rainbow trout over his legal limit, fishing with a hook so as to pierce or hook the fish other than in the mouth, abandoning the flesh of the fish that was suitable for food, and making a false statement to a conservation officer. He was sentenced to 5 days in jail on each count and will serve his sentences consecutively. Past fishing-related violations for him were also taken into consideration with the sentencing. The court heard that a conservation officer was on patrol on Bowmanville Creek and observed a man snagging Chinook salmon. During further observation, the man was seen discarding a rainbow trout into the bushes and then proceeding to leave the area in a vehicle. The vehicle was stopped and he was found in possession of over his limit of rainbow trout. He also provided false information regarding his fishing activities. The ministry reminds the public that fishing limits and gear restrictions are in place to maintain a sustainable fishery so that anglers may enjoy the resource in the future. For more information regarding the catch and possession limits, gear restrictions, open seasons, and fish sanctuaries for the specific waters anglers plan to fish, please consult the Ontario Fishing Regulations Summary, available at ontario.ca/fishing. To report a natural resources violation, call the MNRF TIPS line at 1-877-847-7667, toll-free anytime, or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477.
We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Today we've learned that modern regulated hunting in Ontario is in part responsible for bringing some key species back from extirpation. We have also learned that many other non-hunted species of wildlife benefit from hunter efforts, revenues, and data collection. There are almost 500,000 licensed hunters in Ontario alone, and yet there are more white-tailed deer in North America now than there were when Christopher Columbus landed on its shores in 1492. So give yourself a pat on the shoulder and be proud of your hunting heritage. Until next week, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
Don't forget to tune in next week for part two of What's Going On with Ontario's Moose Management Program.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Hey, you can also check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at wrvoradio.com.